No magic marker this time. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I think this time the president believes the science. At first, he seemed to dismiss the coronavirus threat, even sending out a misspelled tweet accusing cable news of exaggerating the story. But when he faced reporters yesterday, he sounded serious to me. And my guess is it's because disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci had just told him about the timeline for a vaccine.
So although this is the fastest we have ever gone, it still would not be applicable to the epidemic unless we'd really wait about a year to a year and a half.
Year and a half. But Dave, you say, even with that, the president is a guy who calls climate change a hoax. Is he really taking this seriously? I think so. It's one thing to deny something that's a few years away. It's tough to deny something that can tank the stock market by 900 points in a few hours, which is what's happening this morning. Plus, the president is a compulsive hand washer who drinks through a straw rather than touch a glass, and he's facing a virus that spreads like pollen.
I try and bail out as much as possible with the sneezing. I had a man come up to me. He hugs me. I said, "Are you well?" He says, "No." He said, "I have the worst fever and the worst flu." So I said, "Excuse me." I went and I started washing my hands.
So, yes, I think he's serious. Plus, looking calm and presidential the day after a chaotic Democratic debate probably doesn't hurt either.